We're continuing our look at Acts chapter 13, verses 13 through 15. In verse 14, Luke informs us that when the trio of Barnabas and Saul and John Mark finally arrived at Perga, he says, John left them to return to Jerusalem. Now, I mentioned last time that we simply don't know why Luke just kind of matter-of-factly writes this sentence and does not give us any explanation. F.F. Bruce supposes that John Mark was unprepared for the increasing rigors of evangelism in Asia Minor. And then I told you that John Stott also has an opinion. He writes a little longer paragraph, but it's worth listening to. Here's what he says. Was he homesick, missing his mother, her spacious Jerusalem home, and the servants? Did he, as a loyal member of Jerusalem's conservative Jewish church, disagree with Paul's bold policy of Gentile evangelism? Was it even he who, upon his return to Jerusalem, provoked the Judaizers into opposing Paul? Or did Mark simply not relish the stiff climb over the Taurus Mountains, which were known to be infested with brigands? Or was it that Paul was sick and Mark thought it was foolhardy that he was determined to go north over the mountains? Whatever John Mark's reason, F.F. Bruce notes a change at this point. In Luke's narrative, he writes, when the expedition sets out from Syria, Luke speaks of Barnabas and Saul. But by the time that they leave Cyprus, it is Paul and company. It is unlikely that this change of expression is due purely to a change of source. So now we have a shift in the narrative, where before we always read about Barnabas and Saul, now we're reading about Paul and company. Okay, let's pick up at verse 14 and 15. And from Perga they traveled inland to Pisidian Antioch, where they entered the synagogue on the Sabbath and sat down. And after the reading from the Law and the Prophets, the synagogue leaders sent word to them, "Brothers, if you have a word of encouragement for the people, please speak." In verse 14, we find something of an oddity. After all their efforts to travel to Perga, once they got there, Barnabas and Paul evidently decided not to do any preaching there. Instead, they traveled another 100 miles away into Pisidian Antioch, which was distinct from Syrian Antioch. Pisidian Antioch was both a Roman colony and the seat of military and civil authority in South Galatia. While Barnabas and Saul were there, Saul fell ill. For some unknown reason, Luke withholds this fact from his Acts narrative. So where do we find this information? Well, Paul records it in Galatians 4:13 through 14. Here's what he tells us. "Surely you remember that I was sick when I first brought you the good news. But even though my condition tempted you to reject me, you did not despise me or turn me away. No, you took me in and cared for me." Historical records indicate that the city of Perga was known for outbreaks of malaria. Some Bible scholars suggest that this may be the reason that Barnabas and Saul didn't preach there. Sir William Ramsay suggested that Paul contracted malaria on the journey to Perga. Ramsay notes that the ancient Greeks and Romans feared this particular form of malaria because it involved extremely distressing spasms along with stabbing headaches, which Ramsay described as a red-hot bar thrust through the forehead. So whatever the illness was, Paul fell sick at this point in their journey. Join me again next time for more of Verse by Verse.